From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Russian Air Force Tuesday launched a major operation in Syria's Idlib and Homs provinces. In Washington, the State Department blasted Moscow for the new attacks.
We strongly condemn the resumption of airstrikes in Syria by the Russians as well as the Syrian regime. The most recent reported attacks are on 5 hospitals and 1 mobile clinic in Syria. We believe it's a violation of international law. Is that despite Russian claims that it halted airstrikes in the past month, Russia allowed no aid or food into East Aleppo. It let eastern Aleppo residents starve while seeking praise from the international community for halting indiscriminate strikes.
Separately, Tuesday, Syrian news reports said government aircraft bombed terrorist strongholds in eastern Aleppo, a territory populated by as many as 300,000 civilians and rebel forces seeking to topple the government of President Bashar al-Assad. United Nations agencies warn food shortages in Syria are growing. We have a report from Lisa Schlein.
The UN agencies blamed the deteriorating food situation in Syria on widespread insecurity and unfavorable weather conditions in parts of the country. Those factors, they say, are preventing farmers from accessing their land and making it difficult for them to earn a living. They warn rising prices and a lack of fertilizer and seeds may force many farmers to abandon their land unless they receive immediate help. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
President Obama was in Greece Tuesday, assuring America's European allies that the U.S. will retain its commitment to NATO under the presidency of Donald Trump. On his last foreign trip, the president said, quoting now, "NATO provides significantly continued even as we see a transition of government in the United States." This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence met Tuesday in New York to discuss key appointments in their new government. The two have more than 4,000 jobs to fill in the U.S. government as they prepare to assume power January 20th. But their immediate focus is on filling the top diplomatic posts and that of the Defense Secretary, Attorney General, and Homeland Security Chief. So far, Trump's choice as a chief strategist is generating the most pushback from civil rights observers, such as Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
We are very seriously concerned that Donald Trump has named Stephen Bannon to the senior advisor position in the White House. It's a disaster. In effect, what President-elect Trump is doing is inviting white nationalism directly into the People's House in Washington, D.C.
Nearly 1,000 high school students from Washington, D.C. and the surrounding areas walked out of their schools and marched across the city Tuesday in protest of President-elect Donald Trump. Activist groups are looking ahead to march on the day after Inauguration Day on January 20th, with many people on Facebook indicating their intent to fly to Washington to take part. The election of Donald Trump is casting a cloud over the conference of the U.N. Framework Convention on Climate Change. President-elect Trump, during the recent campaign, vowed to rip up the Paris Agreement on climate change. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the new president will have to face reality.
We have seen many such campaign rhetorics in not only in the United States, in many parts of the world. But as President Obama said in his press remarks, press conference yesterday, that he may have to understand the reality.
Trump's election is also expected to overshadow the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting scheduled for later in the week. Many leaders are concerned about Trump's opposition to the U.S.-led Trans-Pacific Partnership, which still has not been approved by the U.S. Congress. An Egyptian court has thrown out death sentence against former President Mohamed Morsi and ordered a retrial on charges connected to a prison break during the 2011 uprising. The Court of Cassation also said Tuesday 5 other co-defendants will also get new trials. Morsi became Egypt's first democratically elected president in 2012, but he lasted only a year in office before protesters held mass rallies accusing him of monopolizing power and failing to fix Egypt's economy. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.